Chapter 7 Pirate Life. When Tom awoke, he wondered where he was. He sat up, rubbed his eyes, and looked around. He saw Joe and Huck sleeping, then he remembered. He watched a green worm crawl over a dewy leaf. It lifted 2/3 of its body into the air from time to time. He studied a ladybug as it climbed a blade of grass. Tom felt peaceful. Tom nudged the other pirates out of their sleep. In a minute, all were stripped and chasing each other into the water. They didn't miss the village, for they had breakfast on their mind. Although the raft had floated away, the pirates proved to be good fishermen. That morning they feasted on bass and catfish. After breakfast, the boys explored Jackson Island. After hours of adventures, the boys started to think about the village. Even Huck longed for the doorsteps where he slept at night. None of the boys, however, were brave enough to share their thoughts. It wasn't long before the boys heard a boom in the distance. The sound got louder as each moment passed.
"What is it?" asked Joe.
"'Tain't thunder," said Huck, "because thunder."
"Listen," said Tom, "don't talk."
A minute later, the pirates jumped to their feet. They hurried to the shore and parted the bushes on the bank to peer out over the water. The boys spotted a little steam ferry boat about a mile below the village. Her deck was crowded with people. Lots of men were in smaller boats rowing or floating about near the ferry. The boys couldn't figure out why.
"I know," Tom said suddenly. "Somebody's drowned."
"That's it," said Huck. "They done that last summer when Bill Turner drowned. They shoot a cannon over the water. The body comes to the top."
"I wish I was over there right now," said Joe.
"I do too," said Huck. "I'd give heaps to know who it is."
The boys listened and watched. Then a thought flashed through Tom's mind.
"Boys, I know who drowned. It's us," he hollered.
They felt like heroes in an instant. They were missed. Hearts were breaking because they were gone. Tears were being shed. This was perfect. It was worthwhile to be a pirate after all. At twilight, the ferryboat turned away. The pirates returned to camp and the excitement faded. Tom and Joe couldn't help but think that certain people back home were sad. They felt guilty. Once Joe and Huck had drifted off to sleep, Tom tiptoed away. He found some thin white bark and wrote 2 notes. He put 1 note in his pocket, the other one went into Joe's hat. Then he ran to the sandbar. A few minutes later, Tom waded in the water toward the village. When wading was no longer possible, he swam. He found a ferryboat and crept on. In no time, the boat made its way to the village. Tom made his way home without being seen. He soon found himself at Aunt Polly's back fence. Quietly, he climbed over and looked through the window. Aunt Polly, Sid, Mary, and Joe Harper's mother sat by the edge of a bed. Tom lifted the latch on the door and crawled under the bed before anyone spotted him. From his hiding spot, he could almost touch Aunt Polly's foot.
"You weren't a bad boy. Only mischievous. He never meant any harm," said Aunt Polly. "He was one of the best-hearted boys that ever was." She began to cry.
"It was just so with my Joe," said Mrs. Harper. "He was as kind as could be. To think I went and whipped him for taking the cream that had soured."
"I hope Tom's better off where he is," said Sid. "But if he'd been better in some ways..."
"Sid," Aunt Polly said,
although he couldn't see it. Tom felt Aunt Polly's glare toward Sid.
"Not a word against my Tom now that he's gone,"
Aunt Polly sobbed louder.
"I don't know how to give him up, Mrs. Harper."
"The Lord giveth and the Lord hath taken away," said Mrs. Harper, matching Aunt Polly's loud sobs.
Everyone shared stories of Tom and Joe. This proved too much for Aunt Polly as she broke down entirely. Tom was sniffing himself. He was touched by his aunt's grief and had to stop himself from rushing out from under the bed. Tom soon realized that the town thought they had drowned. When the missing raft showed up empty 6 miles below the village, all hope had vanished. It had been agreed that if they were still missing by Sunday, a funeral would be held. Tom shuddered. Long after everyone left, Tom lay still under the bed. When at last Aunt Polly fell asleep, Tom crept out. He looked at her and had pity for her. He took his bark note and placed it by the candle. A second later, Tom's face brightened and he snatched the note back. He bent over and kissed his aunt before making his way back to Jackson Island. As Tom returned, dripping wet, he heard the pirates talking.
"No, Tom's true blue, Huck. He won't desert us. He knows it would be a disgrace to a pirate. He's up to something."
"Well, the writing says that if he ain't back, we get his things."
Tom stepped out from a bush.
"But I am back."
The next few days were spent exploring the island like only pirates could and planning for their return.
Their return to their village and the life they had left behind.